because this is a fantastic story. A keen explorer hopes to be the very first person on record to navigate, are you ready for this, the British coastline entirely on foot. Lindsay Bell is from Essex and she set off on her 306-day challenge from London back in March. She's already clocked up over 3,000 miles. She's not going to finish walking the entire coast until the end of December. I am so pleased to say this self-possessed wellness warrior woman, Lindsay Bell, joins me on Late Night Joe. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello there, Joe.
I'm so excited. Lindsay, listen, first of all, this is madness, Lindsay, but you've achieved, what is it? You've done March, April, May, June. You've done 5 months of it.
Yeah, now into July. I'm almost halfway round, as in days.
So
the 31st of July will be halfway round.
So tell me logistically how this works. Do you sleep? I mean, do you go back to base every night? Do you have a day job so you're trying to fit it in? Or is this what you do now until December?
So I do have another business. But this is basically predominantly, what I'm doing now for 10 solid months. And the hope is to just get as many people as I possibly can outdoors for 30 minutes or more. Whether you're playing a guitar, whether you're standing just looking at butterflies, whether you're dancing barefoot or whether you're coming for a walk, that's the mission, Lindsay Walks mission.
So what do you mean, Lindsay? You want them to join you as you're walking?
Yeah, so what I have on the website, I have a live tracker. Mm-hmm. So every morning I start at 6:30, I turn that on, and then anyone at all, if they go on the website, they can then come and join, which I do. I probably get 2 to 3 people come join for maybe a mile or more at any given time. I had two wonderful wild women come and join me for 10 miles the other day. They were absolutely fantastic, Justine and Amy. Big shout out to you ladies.
Oh, I hope they're listening. I mean, so hang on. So are you away from home now for the whole year?
Yeah, so this is 306 days.
So
yeah,
where are you talking? Where are you talking
into
to me?
Storage.
Oh my gosh. So you've left your home. Where are you talking to me from tonight?
From tonight, I am in a caravan. But basically, I walk to each destination. So amazingly, we've had over 130 gifted nights.
Wow.
From hotels, hostels, campsites. Yeah, the hospitality industry have been insanely supportive of
Lindsay,
this entire challenge.
I love that people are supporting you. So, and is it that plan? So if I asked you tomorrow, where are you going to sleep? Do you know?
Tomorrow, yes, I'm in this caravan again.
So you're
because
gonna be...
my son's come out to see me for 10
days.
Oh, how
lovely.
It's his birthday on the 26th, so he's come out to spend a bit of time with his mum.
So let's talk about the logistics. It says that you share your walks with other people. You've already gone through 4 pots of Vaseline for your feet and also for other intimate parts of your body that are rubbing. Oh, I mean, how many pairs of trainers? Are you changing your trainers each day?
So I've currently got through 2 pairs of boots, and Strava has just alerted me again and said you're at 1,900 miles in these pairs of boots. You should now change them and buy some new ones. So I think I'm about to buy myself some new ones. Yeah, I'll be on my 3rd pair now.
And so you're doing the coast. Where are you? What geographically? Where are you at the moment?
So I've just passed a place called Largs in Scotland along the west coast.
Gosh, you're right up there.
Outdoor Active have just sent the map of the 3,000 miles that I've just walked. And I think because I live in this moment of every single day, granularly, that when that map comes through, and they come through at every 500 miles, I get overwhelmed because it links all of those memories together. We're about to share that, and it blows my mind. It even blows my mind, Joe, that seeing it in black and white.
I bet it does. I have such admiration for you, because in weather like this, glorious, but we've had a rotten summer, so you will have walked through wind and rain fairly frequently, yes?
Yes, today. Do you know what? I pulled down my hood and I started singing, "Take me dancing, make it in the rain." Because I don't think you could do something like this unless you loved being with nature and you loved and embraced all of the elements. So, yeah, it poured for probably 6 hours of my walk today. But I think you just have to appreciate and look around, and even the sound of the rain and the feel of it on my skin today was actually quite heavenly compared to the humid heat. So
how long would you have walked? I mean, because I'm talking to you from London and we've had dry weather, I mean quite humid weather actually, but dry. What time do you have do you make sure you're up and out at a certain time and that you're in and you've finished at, do you finish at dusk or do you keep walking?
So I set myself, it's basically a marathon, on average, a marathon I walk every day, and there'll be 276 of these bad boys. Today I've walked 30 miles, yesterday I walked 31, the day before that 35, tomorrow will be another 30. So I get up, I start at 6:30, and whatever time I finish, but it's between 10 to 12 hours of walking.
It's
because I meet people, so yes. I want to talk to them, and for me the date when I finish, that's the key point, but how that journey unfolds and how long that takes each day it's much more about the connection for me.
Do you because I think I'm quite fit, but I'm exhausted after a 6 mile walk. I mean, that's me done for the day.
I've seen you dancing in your dress.
Oh, no. Jane.
Bloody fabulous, darling.
Yeah, but that's like 8 seconds, Lindsay. 8 seconds on camera and that's it. And then I have to sit down. But can I just ask, do you wake up in the morning exhausted or do you feel exhilarated? Do your bones ache? Do your feet ache in the morning?
When I wake up, I go to move, and I'll be totally honest, I am as stiff as a board. I'm
really?
Like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And the first thing I do is stretch. 15 minutes later, I'm as nimble as a 14-year-old.
Are you? And are you telling me then having walked all those miles, gosh, I can't believe the miles you're doing a day, a marathon a day, have you got blisters or are your feet quite hard now?
No, I mean, I've hiked quite seriously for 5 years now, so my feet are hardy, and Vaseline is, I cannot tell people enough. People try all sorts of things, but for me, this works. I literally cover my entire feet with Vaseline, all the way around the backs, in between the toes, everything, and I have not had one single blister, touch wood, for as long as I've been doing that. Yeah,
I am just following you now, and I urge people to follow Lindsay. It's at Lindsay Walks. So Lindsay is spelled Linzi Walks.
That's it.
Lindsay Walks. I'm following her on Instagram, so I've just started following you.
Yay!
And,
thanks, Jo.
And I urge other people. Let me see how many people have you got following you? You've got, we must get you to 1,000 by the end. Please, everyone, you must get to 1,000 followers by the end of tonight. She's very close. She's very, very close. She's on 895. So let's get her to 1,000 by the end of tonight. You look so happy. Scott, I've just seen you go through Scotland, in a sou'wester, but you're just grinning from ear to ear. You're young as well, damn it, Lindsay. You are really young.
I'm 46.
Well, that's young, Lindsay.
46.
But it's lovely because if people go and watch Lindsay, you see her in all sorts of weather. And there you are up in Scotland. Golly, this is so... you're doing various local radio stations. I love this. I'm seeing whose shows you've been on. There you are in a bikini. In Wales, into Welsh waters. God, I bet that was cold.
That was, but it was absolutely bloody brilliant. My body was in heaven.
I bet.
It's, I've got ants in my pants, I guess you could say. Like, I struggle to stay still quite a lot. So when I'm in water, that is...
Well, I've just seen you on Snowdon with 12 other warriors, one
That's
furry
it.
On Snowdon. You didn't see Lizelle, did you? She was up Snowdon 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know. I missed her.
Yeah, you must have just missed her. I'm full of admiration. When you are on your own walking, is it like a meditation? Are you thinking everything through? Are you in your own world?
I think I'm... Do you know what? Someone said to me, God, you must get lonely, Linz. And I never get lonely. One, because when you're with nature, I think you're more connected than you are in normal life, because I think we've become incredibly disconnected, unfortunately.
I've got you 65 news followers already.
Yes,
you're on 913. You went from 850 to 930. I've got you 63 new followers. Keep going, everybody. It's Lindsay Walks with a Z.
Well, I'm about to do Ben Nevis. So if anyone wants to come and join for Ben Nevis on the 26th of August, because I'm doing all three peaks as well. So I've done Scarfell, done Snowdon, and they're open events that anyone can come join.
And there is a reason you're doing this, not just for yourself. You are doing it for charitable acts, aren't you? Am I right in thinking it's for mental health?
It is, yeah, for mind, mental health.
Mind. Oh, it's a wonderful charity. Wow.
It is.
So,
yes.
So is that, are people, they're sponsoring you then, Lindsay, is that right?
So what they do, I've got two Just Giving pages. One is for Mind Mental Health and the other one is for National Trails UK, because for me, they go hand in hand.
Mm.
The National Trails UK team, they're quiet warriors that keep our public footpaths open for us, fight some legal battles to make sure that we can still have access to them. And that is incredible for our mental health and mind, of course. At any point in our lives, some point we will all need support with our mental health, and mind is there. And 86 pence of every single pound goes to helping somebody at the end of the phone.
It's a really fantastic charity. And somebody said to me once, you know, walking for your mental health anyway. No, someone said no one ever goes out for a walk and comes back and says, I wish I hadn't done that. You always feel better, don't you?
100%. I am living proof of that. I can't stop smiling, Joe.
And you can hear it in your voice. You can just hear how happy you are in the voice. So if anyone wants to help Lindsay, go to her Instagram at Lindsay Z, I-N-Z-I walks, Lindsay walks, all one word. And you accept dogs? People turn up with dogs, their four-legged friends?
They can turn up with dogs, lizards, snakes, whatever they want.
And my producer just said something about the Guinness Book of Records.
Yes, I applied for to set a new world record. At first it was rejected, and then because they said, well, that doesn't exist. I said, well, no, that's because I'd like to set a new one. So that's being monitored. So come the end of this, once everything has, been fully assessed, I should be the first woman to walk around Great Britain not using any ferries and going only across bridges that have public footpaths.
I think you're extraordinary. I also think my listeners are, because we've gained you, since you've been talking to me, 100 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my God, Joe.
So you're close on. You're really close now to 1,000 followers. That is amazing.
Thanks,
everybody. And it is for such a great charity. And you'll get to see her. You just look so happy in your green cagoule. Do you eat? Do you pack your own food, or do people feed you? I bet they do, don't they?
Some of the lovely Airbnbs or hotels do, but obviously as I walk in the day, that's 10 to 12 hours. So I graze every 2 hours on boiled eggs, cans of tuna. Smells so nice.
And were you a trained dancer? I'm watching you dance to Whitney Houston in the middle of a forest, and you are really good. Were you a dancer?
No, not trained. I just grew up around music.
You're doing pirouettes here with a rucksack. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love music on this journey. That is one of probably one of my biggest motivations in a day. If I'm feeling a bit, put my music on, instant, like, yeah, let's go for another 10 miles.
I think, I honestly think I can hear what it's doing to you. I can hear that it's just lifting your spirits and making you happy and making you really healthy as well. When yeah. you've finished, I know this is preempting it, what will you do next year after? So Christmas, you'll have a good rest and just sit in an Epsom bath, probably. But then what will you do next year? Will everything be a bit dull after this?
No. I've already got my next year's challenge planned, that will be to walk from Rome to Santiago in Spain. And I'm going to spend 3 months just literally processing this entire journey. I've got mm-hmm. so much footage, sketches, things that I've written, that I'm just going to go through all of that for 3 months, and see what comes out the other end.
And have you ever, final question, and I don't want it to be a negative question, but have you ever felt fearful? Have you ever been in a situation where you just think, oh, gosh, I don't know this terrain. I don't know these people. I'm just a little bit out of my comfort zone. Have you felt that at all?
Do you know what? With nature, no. The only fear I have now got is from cows. I walk through hundreds of fields of cows, but just one of those, I ended up with about 15 of them in an arrow shape charging at
me. Oh, no.
And I did the old, you know, rah!
And
I
run at them.
She-ra. That did not. They kind of looked at me as though to say, who the hell are you, love?
Because they were in a herd. Yeah. I mean, I like cows, but if they're in a herd, they've got confidence and they'll just run at you. Can I just say, Lindsay, you've only got to get another 40 and then you've got 1,000 followers. Can I thank everybody who's been following her? That is amazing. Just over 100 followers since she's been on there.
Thank you, everyone.
Lindsay, come back. Please come back in December when you've succeeded, because I know you'll succeed. And if anyone wants to join you, go to lindsaywalks.com or DM her at lindsaywalks.